A Uinta County judge accepted pleas of no contest from the 25 dissenters, two of whom attended the hearing in Vernal Thursday. The other protesters entered their pleas through sworn documents filed with the court. Each received a sentence of community service, which Uinta County Attorney Mark Thomas says ranged from 40 to 120 hours. The 25 protesters were arrested in July and September for disrupting operations at an oil sands mine in the Book Cliffs area. Utah Tar Sands Resistance spokeswoman Raphael Cordray says the reason all 25 protesters entered no contest pleas is that it frees them to continue their opposition to the mine's development.
The deal that they were given seemed pretty reasonable to the people involved, and because they took the deal, it frees up our group to focus on our real mission, which is to, you know, stop these tar sands and oil shale projects for moving forward in that area.
Cordray added the demonstrators would return it to the mine in the spring when weather conditions are more favorable to outdoor protests. The Uinta County Sheriff's Office said members of the group locked themselves onto machinery and blocked law enforcement vehicles. John Larson, the Uinta County Sheriff's Office patrol lieutenant, said the Sheriff's Office had made no preparations for future demonstrations, and that while law enforcement officers respect a right to protest, they are also responsible for protecting private property like the oil sands site. With Utah Public Radio, this is Travis Johnson.